And welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast. Friends, Kevin Swanson with you today to talk about something very important, and that is, of course, the preparation of our children for life and for eternity. And a huge part of that is our education that we provide for our children. Many of us have opted for home educating our children through 12 grades of school, and then we work through our transition years into the macro economy. And how do we do that? That's the big question facing many of us. My daughter, Emily, just graduated from high school, actually, just a month or two ago, and we've got her started with some things. But man, we're just trying to find the light switch on the side of the wall here, and I'm sure this is the way it is with many, many parents. And I'm not just talking about Christian home educating parents. Here's an article from MLive.com, came out just a few months ago. According to a study released by the Pew Research Center, 57% of Americans say higher education in the U.S. fails to provide students good value for the money they and their parents spend, and 75% of those surveyed said college is too expensive for most Americans to afford. Wow. Just, I mean, you know what's funny? That's very similar to another story I read several weeks ago. 58% of Americans are unhappy with public education, up from 28% some 30 years ago in the 1970s. So you have 58% of Americans not happy with K-12 education. Now we have 57% sick and tired of whatever's happening in post-secondary education, off into college. So Americans are just plain old-fashioned not happy. I guess we could say that. And one of the main reasons, of course, and the article refers to this, is that college expenses are way, way, way higher than they've ever been. In fact, an October report from the Associated Press found average in-state tuition and fees went up 7.9% over previous year, and prices at private nonprofit colleges increased 4.5% over the previous year to $27,293. And friends, that's just tuition and fees. Tuition and fees, $27,293 for nonprofit colleges. That would be about $112,000 for a bachelor's of science or bachelor's of arts degree. And on top of that, as many of you know, graduates are having a harder time getting jobs just out of college. And so there's so many different things we need to consider as we prepare our children for their life, for the economic endeavors God has for them in the years to come. So many things to consider. And one of the things that we encourage is that folks check out Woody Robertson's program. And friends, collegeplus.com is an important website. Better be a marker on your web search engine. You better be checking out collegeplus.com, because it is a very important aspect of getting out of the box and transitioning our children in the 21st century. We can't play it the way we've been playing it for the last several generations. No, not anymore. Not with what's happened in the change of the economy, the present economy, in the change of how they do college education, and the many, 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 many alternatives and options we have to get our children into their economic endeavors. And so to talk about this with me is Woody Robertson, one more time with us on the Generations broadcast. Woody, welcome back.
Thanks, Kevin. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Woody is the, I forget to mention this, Vice President of Sales and Marketing Department for College Plus. And this is huge. I mean, you guys are huge. I saw a picture of several hundred people standing outside of your offices, I guess. I mean, man, you guys have grown.
It's been fun. God has blessed it. It's a small little company that started in the garage 8 years ago. And we now have about 150 employees, and that picture you're talking about had our families and kids involved, so it probably looked a little bigger than we actually are.
Yeah, but you have grown over the years. How did it get started, Woody? Give us the story.
Yeah, sure. There's a crisis in higher education. Kevin, you're talking about it. The statistics everywhere are alarming about how inefficient college is. And, you know, I think for homeschool families, for Christians, for believers, we get it when it comes to educating our children for the glory of God, to be prepared to make a difference. I mean, we sacrifice everything we have to invest in our kids, especially the homeschoolers that listen in. And coming from a homeschool perspective myself, I'm a graduate, graduated 15 years ago. I know the sacrifice my parents made, but the question is, why is it that we get it so much when it comes to home education? But we're passionate about it. We don't just say it. We spray it when it comes to what we believe in. Mm-hmm. But then when our kids turn 18, we send them off to the pagans to be educated in the ways of the world. Mm-hmm. And you know, the reality is the students going to traditional colleges today They're going to party. They're going to have fun. And not only is it costing lots of money, students are racking up enormous debt. College tuition debt is at $1 trillion. Did you know that senior citizens owe $200 billion of that $1 trillion? These are people older than 65. They're never going to be able to pay this off. You've got the business community saying that they give the college students coming out of a graduating college a C grade or an F grade on their studies, according to Fortune magazine. Mm-hmm. And they say that only 21% of college graduates are actually prepared for the workforce. So you've got this massive crisis on your hands, and it's going to cause a tsunami wave. It's going to roll in.
Woody, I had a couple of conversations with some CEOs, presidents of large, you know, $100 million companies. And they tell me they do not want to hire college graduates today. I mean, with what they get out of the college, the attitudes, the unwillingness to learn and follow through, the lack of character, the lack of academic preparation. I mean, you know, all these different things. They look for anything but the college graduate. You know, just give me the janitor, you know. But I don't want to hire a college graduate for these professional positions. That's what I'm getting from these CEOs and presidents that I have conversations with. They just...
But, you know, the reality is for families, even homeschoolers, the quintessential endpoint is getting our kids into a great college so they can get a great education, so they can get a great job, so they can live the American dream. But that is simply not happening. Generation Y, the millennial generation, is now being called, that it's been dubbed the jobless generation. The jobs just aren't there. They aren't coming to the students. The economy is in recession. It's most taking its toll on college students. So, Kevin, you asked the story of College Plus, and basically, back in 2004, myself and two other guys, Ryan Imani and Brad Fuller, had this idea that college could be done in a way like homeschooling is done at home. It could be done in your community. It could be done plugged into real-life learning, to internships, mentoring, to hands-on learning. That textbooks could be purchased online. You could have them shipped to the students. That information was so available, so much more available now, free on the internet, more than it was, 20 years ago. And that education shouldn't have to take place in a sterile classroom environment, that's disconnected from the real world. And, you know, you talk about the millennial generation being the age of unaccountability, the age where, you know, we just send our kids off to college, they party for 4 years, they spend their parents' money, they live the dream. But, you know, the question is, what are they really doing? So we came up with this idea that if you have a coach guiding students step by step through the process of earning their credits for their college credits on their own using commonly accepted distance learning tools such as CLEP exams, which have been around for over 40 years, such as AP tests, such as online courses, portfolios, ways that you could document real-life hands-on learning without having to go sit in a classroom, that in reality, you'd have a whole generation of people that would be much more connected to society and connected to the next step of what God's called them to. So we looked at it from the perspective of what is the end goal of the student, and can we, through a process of determining what the student's life purpose is, what God's called them to do, which we believe is unique to every single individual, if we can help them identify what that purpose is, then we can lay out the course of action, steps, the courses, the degree that would best help the students. But what we ended up finding is that not only were we able to help college-age students or students like myself, I started this when I was 25, but we've also been able to help homeschoolers combine high school and college, because the truth is, college professors admit this, that the first years of college are a review of high school. So it only makes sense to combine high school and college together, especially for the homeschool generation, because you're going to be covering that same stuff in the first years of college that you just covered in your high school. So the story of College Plus is a story of passion for the next generation. It's a story of preparing young people to achieve the extraordinary. It started out in a garage, literally with an AC unit that we had to flip off. every time we had an incoming call because it was just too noisy. Mm-hmm. To now we have 3,000 students and about 150 employees, and we are excited about what's happening. We're excited about the students graduating and where they're going and what they're doing.
That's amazing. Are you finding that it's largely homeschoolers that do this, that want to think out of the box when it comes to secondary or a college education, or are there others interested as well?
Yep. It really applies to all students. For the students combining high school and college together, certainly it's more accommodating to the homeschool generation than any other one. But we have adults, professionals, moms that never finished their degrees, dads that are looking for advanced placement and in their careers. Mm-hmm. And, all the way up to, I think, our oldest student, 74 years old. So they're just all over the place.
So, Woody, help me to understand what's happening. Is College Plus the college itself, or do they get a degree from, different institutions through what you're doing in your coaching?
Yes, absolutely. College Plus works with regionally accredited colleges. We don't actually offer the credits ourselves, except for a few courses that we're developing with people like Jeff Myers and John Stone Street and others we actually do offer the credit for. Uh-huh. But by and large, the credits come from other sources, and our degrees can be transferred into any, our credits can be transferred into any school, and we'll help you walk through that process. If you have a particular school in mind that you're looking to go after, and we can show you whether, the credits will count or not. 92% of schools accept these credits. And so we can walk you through that. Or our preferred colleges that we work most often with are Thomas Edison State College and Liberty University. Okay. We're excited about our recent partnership with Liberty within the past month, where College Plus students can do all their studies through this method of studying on their own independently with the oversight of a coach, using our proprietary learning network to walk them through step by step the process. But at the end of the process, they actually graduate from regionally accredited schools.
So help me with this. In terms of the majors offered through the program, Woody, does this include liberal arts majors as well as science majors, math majors, and et cetera?
Everything you can think of except for engineering and in some cases nursing. Those are the two most difficult areas for us. But music degrees, science degrees, biology degrees, pre-med, all those kind of things can be done through this scenario.
Okay.
In some cases, we have the students just go on site for those music classes that they can't do online, or those biology classes where you don't get credit blowing stuff up or dissecting a pig on your kitchen table, but you actually have to go on site to campus to earn credit for that. So any degree can be earned through this process except for engineering and in some cases nursing.
Okay. And how long does it take for the average student to make it through a four-year program?
That's the most crazy thing. So our students are not only earning their college credits, they're combining high school and college in a lot of cases. Those students are still in high school. But in the whole process usually takes 2 to 3 years. And at the end of those 2 to 3 years, not only do they have a regionally accredited degree, which means the highest accreditation standards, they also have significant life experience, internships, things that they've done so that when they get out, they're 2 to 3 years ahead of the competition, but they also have valuable experience on their resume to be able to put forth and better get a job.
Now, that's a huge point when I speak to homeschool conferences around America, that they life integrate the knowledge they're receiving. I mean, that's kind of a really, really important element of a good education, a good preparation. We don't just learn things. We learn how to apply them. And, of course, I've been pushing mentorships for a long time, as you well know. Are you finding that people are getting out there and doing these mentorships? Are they actually getting some decent work experience along the way, Woody?
When you think about what education should be, you think about the generation of our founding fathers 200 years ago, and they were not going off to colleges to learn in the same way we do now. Granted, they did have colleges back then, but they were entirely different. So you had people like Thomas Jefferson who learned law mentoring under George Wythe. If you wanted to become a medical doctor, you didn't go to medical school. There was no such thing as it 200 years ago. So in that same way, students today are able to get real-life jobs, interning or even being paid to learn about something that they're studying about. And that is the highest level of learning, mm-hmm. is not just getting theoretical textbook knowledge, which is nothing more than distillation of all the facts and figures in one single book crammed together, but they're actually getting real-life experience plugged in. So a couple of stories for you. There's a guy named Blake, Blake Cadwell, who worked on this degree, graduated by 19, combined his last year of his high school with this process. So he has a bachelor's degree at age 19. Throughout the process, he started a media business where he was consulting with various companies around his area when he was 17 and 18 years old. And he also interned with the Big Ten Media Network, which is the basketball association.
Okay.
Or sports association, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so he's 19 years old. He goes out and gets his next job and is working in this position. And within 3 months, his boss is fired. And he's sitting at the board table of this $5 million company. And the board turns to him and they say, so, you know, who are we going to hire? And he says, well, why don't you give me a shot at this? And so at age 19, this guy finds himself in the position of heading an entire department as a director. And that would never come to any other young person who hadn't already proven themselves through internships and had the life experience to be able to run for. I get so excited about it because I think this is the way it was 200 years ago. I mean, at 18, 19 years old, you had people in significant positions of responsibility.
And you didn't have kids at 28 years of age wandering around California trying to find themselves, playing computer games, not sure exactly what they're supposed to do because they've never had a decent job. And they've been to six colleges, you know, eight majors, and just sort of wandering around because they've never been working. They haven't really been out in the field doing the work and developing direction and developing true life skills that will provide for them in the macroeconomy. Contrast for a moment what happens in College Plus, sort of the home-based College Plus approach, compared to the other system, the brick-and-mortar system, where you check your kid into this institution for 4 years. They pay the $120,000. They get involved in the party scene. They do the social thing. And they're sort of on that island apart from all that work experience out there. Do you see a difference between these models?
It's night and day. The night and day difference is that you have students in the traditional classroom that are being spoon-fed information. They come to learn how to regurgitate what they hear, and they don't learn how to learn. They just learn what to learn, and they learn how to say back what they hear the professor tell them. So you've got this scenario where they're cramming facts and figures with no real-world application to them and no cause for learning all this information, so they become disconnected. You have USA Today says that 54% of college students drop out of college, which is a ridiculously high number. At the end of the process, these students have, on average, $33,000 in student loans, and they pay those loans off for the next 20 years. The average student's monthly principal is $800. And you think about at the end of the day, the average college student today only makes $28,000. So $28,000 at 24, 25 years old with a $600 to $800 monthly student loan bill and not great job opportunities.
Yeah. And compare that to the kid who's been out of college for a couple of years, got his degree at 19, had some work experience for the previous 3 years, and now he's pulling in $75,000 as a director of some large multi-million dollar company. I mean, there's a difference there. Number one, he doesn't have the debt. Number two, he's got all the experience. Number three, he does have a college degree. Number four, he's got that salary coming in on day one. And he's 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age, and he's doing well. And I think the faster you can get somebody into that economy, functioning in that economy, learning about that economy, learning how to contribute to that economy, I think you're more ahead of the game, Woody, and I think that's really the key here. Now, here's my next question. Why is the higher education important? Because you're still providing an education post high school. Now, why is that important?
Well, today it's the standard. It's the standard step for employers. So, you know, when they have 1,000 applications to come across their step, their desk, they immediately filter out the ones without a college education because it's nothing more than just it's proof that somebody has started out on a path and they've actually finished that path. So today it's a standard practice that most people go to college. Now, whether that's right or wrong, that's the reality of our situation. So when you have a student that can combine their high school and college together, and earn a degree by the time they're 18, 19, or 20. I mean, that's the easiest decision for a student. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like it's a no-brainer. If you're going to be studying this stuff already in your high school, you might as well earn college credit for it. And best of all, you can use your same curriculum that you already own. Mm-hmm. But for somebody like myself, who was 25, who didn't have a degree, who was asking that same question, is it worth it or not? Honestly, I wanted to learn more. I was at a stage in life where I was excited about learning. I wanted to learn more of the systems of business. And in my scenario, I was able to earn my business degree while I was in a business, starting a business. And it was like a direct application. And so, you know, I think that's a fair question. But if you can get it done early on in the process and not end up spending a bunch of time doing it, you might as well, because I'm exactly with you that the sooner we get students into what they're called to do, the sooner they're living out their purpose, the sooner that they're living out what God created them to do, which is where they'll find energy and passion and excitement.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, collegeplus.com is where you can find the information on what we've been talking about. A reformational, important way in which we're going to address this entire issue of higher education. And friends, everybody is asking the question. It's not just those right-wing conservative nuts that broadcast from their basement. No, this is everybody across America concerned about how they're going to educate their children and get them into life without spending a ton of money and wasting a ton of money and time in the process. CollegePlus.com is the place to make it happen. Woody, you're going to be doing some online discussions. In fact, I'm going to be involved in one of those in an upcoming session here. Talk to us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, we've got some of the best experts in the Christian market coming together to talk about what it is that young people need to be preparing for as they're coming out of high school, coming out of college, getting into life. We're looking at a series that's called Market Prepared. And what is it that's going to distinguish great Christian young people who have character and discipline and determination from the rest of the crowd of mediocrity who really doesn't care about life. Mm-hmm. And so we've got people like yourself, Doug Phillips, Jeff Myers, John Stone Street, Andrew Poudois, all talking about different ways to come at it. In fact, we're coming at it from entrepreneurial perspective of maybe getting a job is not your endpoint. Maybe starting a business should be the way you go about that. So anyway, we're really excited about that. People can find more information at collegeplus.org. collegeplus.org/market prepared. collegeplus.org/market prepared. There's a registration there. It's completely free. Just plunk in your name and email, and we'll send you an invite. It's a series that starts tomorrow night. In fact, Kevin, you're our head-off guy.
Okay.
It'll end in 6 weeks.
Okay. Okay, folks, that's collegeplus.org/market prepared. collegeplus.org/market prepared for that upcoming series of online seminars. And I think this will be important for families with young folks, even 12, 14, 16 years of age. It's time right now to get a vision for our children and what God has for them. And certainly College Plus has done so much to answer many of these questions. Woody Robertson, thanks again for joining us today on the program. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Man, these programs are important. I hope we have tens of thousands of parents tuning into these programs as we get out of the box and talk about how to prepare our children such that they're ready and such that we don't burn time and money and wind up with more failure on our hands. The college scene can be devastating. I mean, devastating academically, economically, socially, morally to our children. So, hey, you know, get a clue, get out of the box, get creative and come up with great solutions like collegeplus.org. All right, folks, you can interact with our program by emailing me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. You can also hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.